105, 105, test, test, test. 105, 105, 105, test, 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 test.
Last day of the month today.
I wonder if my batteries are working.
Dina. Setting chicken, check that.
Test, test, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Sardine and corn, check what's on.
You all set, Jim?
Yeah.
Maybe, we start?
Yeah, start Ella. Start Ella.
Ever since
first time that flag came around, she's gonna start, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Get now, it's 1920 again, Shalidina. All right, it's getting here.
You begging here. 1920. First time. January 7th. Chesander Angel. Anthro Robert. Jimmy Robert. Joe Ned Robert. And Old Man Robert. Guinness Colin. Elijah John. Titus John. Together. As a waiting just say. January 7th. Waiting just say the. My father, John Whiteye, I pray a chief. One old litja. Flag. Derecho, Jihoket, my father, I got son in the Trairagwasi, Trairagwasi. Sia, Dita, ya. Larrata, Larrata, Eka, Larrata, Eo. Goka, Larrata, Eta, Goka, Gutri, Gunchi, to good sight. It is a track, it is a track. I saw. Gitinan Vikera Ti was a draa Vikera Ti was a draa. I thought, yeah, Vakat your hair are gunkaran, tea agree. I call on jet night. Diha neguhe, aga guindai qua. Nothing. Go gabar no lick and dig at the hack. They such a it look at the Queen's and Quab. One old lady such a it look, sa quab and letter. I thought a quicker request, I oak. Jared to great in an oak cedar. Ne say though in. Because I sat chooks at ego tea. Cause a shah nindalqua, jaguri did the top when. Cause a shah nequity in. When she in a quite a hint. Ligitae, and he shared it. Zina is such a trinchy. I had Chuksa, a Sazak. Chukere 90 years, he see Don Jaco. Quincy Quan Huagi has it seen. Jaguada Jesus Christ, Noha Holy. She took her into the second. In the Thai Jesus can hate the go. Very good thing. Then was in when it's any see. Ete, thank you very much for my grandchild. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Can you?
Yeah. Like I say, you know.
Can you get that on the...
Thank you.
So we can record the translation.
From 1920, you know, the first time Native ever got together as a few tribe, you know. There's a few tribe, few people could really fight for this land. That was under Jimmy Roberts, my grandfather, Myra Roberts' husband. Rufus Roberts, Elijah John, and I name all these people that's been mentioning for many years now, these people here in 1920, the history of 1920 she's explaining. And the survival, the way the people live, people didn't know the heart, the ways, they didn't even know the white man those days, even in 1920 around here. As the people lead on, the way they survive was getting harder with them, you know. There was no food. People from Onjit means foreign country people that came around those days. You know, the surveyors and people like that, and the gold miners that goes through, you know, walking. That's the only way they had travel transportation is by human legs, you know. As a tribe, till that point, like I was explaining on the tribe, like Jimmy Robert, Old Robert, Christian Tritt, these people didn't know who the white man was. But the history just created from there those days, you know. The Indians had their own tribe, their own ways of living, their own ways of doing things. If they had a person that knows how to write and read this language, you know, it'll be a book, you know, and that's how is it getting to the point. She didn't say much, that's it. And she said that she believes in the Lord upstairs, and she God bless everybody else, you know. This is her words. 100-year-old person, you know. She's 100. She's going to be 100 in December. December 25th.
Christmas Day.
As a small leadership, you know, that's the way they run their land. The Indian ways, that's it, you know.
Anything else that you'd like to have Mrs. Roberts talk about?
Anything you want to, if you want to find out, she got the word, the Indian, all the Indian ways, you know. This is the only person that lived to be 100 years old, going to be 100 years old, you know. And she's the only tribe of this territory Yukon Flats can speak for the native people, you know. And she's the only one that's got the power to do so. And I believe Myra Roberts has been, since I was living, you know, since I was a kid. And her children is doing the tribal work nowadays. And she blessed all these people for coming here. 1920, that's a long time ago. How many years ago was that? Quite a few years.
This
is our land, right? This is ours.
My own people lay on the jar. Maybe. Million year, I think. Well, get that under in the quarry. You shall not hear it. Teach you, Jerry. It is a connoisseur. Go, Gary. It is living. It is a car, nothing. The story. Now I can't talk enough. I repeat, so quiet.
This was their life.
She, I, good lad, they say. Nansen Hancho, he's the light, he's a guy. He's the hit the corner. Nansen Hancho, he's a little row. Kia, he. Chew on it, that's a house, who's the other leader. So, one is a good soho, heka, chicka. Vernisho, Vetcha, the Gilda. One side, two men, as a coha chatter.
She's explaining the ways how the light was created, you know. it started the way the native people used light those days when there wasn't any light, you know. I mean, you know, no fire. I mean, they learned how to make fire, survival. Bear grease. They thought all the bear grease go in the... They used the bear skin. They leave the feet to it and everything. And all this beer is very greasy stuff, you know. Beer grease. That's the way that light, they had light to look at what's going on in the underground with Ma's house they used to live in, you know. And for a bowl, they put the lard inside of it. That was a small game animal hit. They put grease from Bear Grease into that so they could have light. And they use moss to mix it so it'll burn longer. And the sinew of the bear skin that's been rolling through, it's been rolling through grease, they use that for light, you know. She remembers all these things when she was young, a very small child, when they were used to, when they used to wear skin clothing, you know.
How was the sinew used?
Yeah. They use it, they sponge it inside of the grease, you know, and leave the edge of it out of the grease, and it burns steadily, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours for a little.
Like a wick.
Like, yeah, same thing, wick, you know.
That's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all she said, or?
That's what she talked about, light. That's not dingy.
My grandma, she comes from White Eye people. John White Eye, you know? Where the White Eye came down here? White Eye Village. It used to be right above Beaver, you know? That's where she's from. So, you know. Anyway, she was explaining the way the fire was being used among the native people in those days. Where the first time the light, nobody showed them how to have a piece of matches to build a fire with, you know. The days that it was rocks, a black rock that they make arrowheads out of, you know. Those over here on the border of the Canada side, you could find these rocks that show a spark from each when you hit two firestone together, you know, fire. This is a rock that makes flame sparks. By hitting two rocks together, they make flames. You know, the ajok means a thin layer of wood, dry. They put under those rocks, rock to rock, by hitting rocks together, they make fire.
and they carry this fire jit natsa khoneke akhle vainasa
Quincy.
The Thomas Gilbert. You guys met him yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. Yes. Okay.
Oh,
what else?
Was she explaining about was she explaining about carrying the rocks away right there? The fire rocks?
I caught got see that I could not I key. I can't get a signet, sir. I'm not sure if you're going to
get a signet. That's what I'm
saying. They carry this fire, you know, they carry the stone. It's three layers of a stone, you know. Three layers of stone that they find over there in on the Canada border side around there somewhere, you know. There's a big. They travel with their legs down there to get these rocks and they bring it up. Three layers by hitting the stone together with a little grass to build a fire by the spark, you know. And this is very difficult ways of doing it, but it's very hard ways of surviving those days, you know. And you got to be the man to do it, you know. But they carry these three stones. That's what it. That's where the fire came from, you know. She remembered all these things, the way the native people done to survive with the fire, you know.
What
priest
is that?
This candle, I think. Oh, this is grease. Yeah, it's lard. Regular lard, you know. That's bear grease, I think it is. Bear grease, you know. Grandma, she was, people asked her over in Fairbanks to, tell them the ways of the Indian ways, you know, how the native people survive out of the old ways, you know, to this modern world. And, people over Fairbanks asked her to work as a speaker for the native people to write this book, but she never does. And they're going to financial her her's expense, you know. They're willing to pay for her expense to make this book. I don't know when she's going to do it.
Who is that?
I don't know. I tune night kvaina. Tune night kvok the kvaina. On chit. Oh, at Fairbanks Gunla. Probably university, I believe. So yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, people. Who's doing that?
The university. The university. Yeah.
They pay people to speak the native.
Yeah, well, they paid the expenses for making the book.
Oh, okay.
Well, you've seen a lot of changes, Mrs. Roberts.
I think when they not so take one like what's on second leg, why you see not now?
Old people really talk to her those days.
That's
1885, 18 somewhere, you know? Back then.
Yeah.
This is what you're going to see in the near future, you know? This is what you're going to see. You're going to be the only person that's going to be living nowadays when the modern comes, you know? She's going to be the old people. They were true. And there she is right now, 100-year-old person, you know. I believe that the history of Native people, it's their history, you know. Their land, their subsistence, you know? There's no end to it. People's going to live in the state of Alaska for many years, you know, the Native people. But if this oil business and this gold business keep continue, there's going to be a 28-story high buildings around us, and we're going to be the only one tribe from here, you know? So that's how far it's going to go with us, too.
Did you want to add something, ma'am?
Lucky Kora Hin. Yes, you took the Gaki. That I'm building years, Lisa, and they're the hot chick. wonderful.
Like I say, you know, how many million years they're gonna be fooling around with us, she said. Just every year people come around speaking of the ways that they're gonna take our land, you know. And we've been from the 1800s till the 1900s, you know, till this day, white people's been getting native lands, breaking rules for us, you know, as we're doing it too, you know, nowadays. Even the president, she speaks of. She likes these people, she says. And if these people are true, to help us with our own tribal reservation, she'll always pray for them. That's her words. Like I say, like she said, even from 1920, that's when people really did start it. Even before then, Henry John, Christian Tritt, Chief Christian, all these people from 1915, 1800s, they've been fighting for this land. Not fighting for it, by communication with one another, natives, no whites. I believe that in 1934 was the only time that they seen a white person, but that was a preacher. These native people really learn a lot from a native, from a white preacher. That's the way the history was, you know. That's how the native people heard of the modern ways today that they're going to hear today, you know. Every people from the reservation here in Vinitai, in Arctic Village, has been speaking from the last 50 years ago, 100 years ago. And it's all true story, you know. Each one of them explained this, that this is our land, this is our tribe. We've been tribing this land for many years till the people got, till the modern world the white people, whenever they came here the first time, you know, changed the land, 1971, right? Native Settlement Act. Before then, you know, they didn't realize this kind of stuff, that ever going to be, it's going to happen, you know. People didn't know, the native people didn't know that. Gehege, Sitsu. Gehege, Rechege.
Just for the record, we've been holding this meeting in the home of Myra Roberts, who will be 100 years old on December 25th, 1984, and here in Venetai, and her grandson Ernest Eric has been translating for us.
1800s ago, my grandma had her time, you know, till this day, and she is in the modern world now. But I asked her, what are we going to do in 1991? Is that her grandchild's got to do it for her. You know, I'm the only person that's going to be up there fighting against them for her and for my younger people, the young generation that's coming up now. They're all back 1950s ago. They think the way that they think 1950 years ago, you know, life of 50 years ago. Native people here believe that way. They don't believe in the modern world to sit on the whole toilet seat, you know? Huh. They'd rather go outside. That's the way people think. People's got the power of the native lives of native ways for many years. God wrote this book for them, you know? And they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ upstairs, you know? My grandma believes in the white man Bible. She believes in the... She believes native tongue, native ways of creating this world. She's the only life we have that knows the history of Columbus Day. You know who was the first native person when Columbus sailed across the ocean? The first person that ever stand there was a native person to meet him, gather him around with a feast, with a good pipe, smoke a good pipe. Those are the days that my grandfather, their grandfathers were, you know. Grandma, she got a big land, native land, 1.8 million acres of land. But she could have had got more land if she wanted to. She could have had more land, another 2 million acres of land that's never been even mentioned on this reservation. She's not greedy. That's the reason why she got only 1.8 million. And that's her words, you know.
Oh, thanks very much, Mrs. Roberts. I guess we should go over to the tribal office and see what the latest developments are. Mm-hmm.